Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
We just had a great week in Humboldt County. Last Friday, a well-known rock band interrupted their worldwide tour and donated their time to perform for the students of Hoopah High School. Now, if you don't know who the Red Hot Chili Peppers are, I can't explain them to you. And if you do know, I don't need to explain them at all. The Chili Peppers are the highest-selling alternative rock band ever. They've sold over 120 million records worldwide, won 6 Grammys, and were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Their tour manager has ties to Humboldt County, and their lead singer is Native American. They decided to give a free concert. The event was for students only, closed to the community. It was a very generous act, made possible by hard work from the people in the school and in the valley. And Sunday was a really big deal for Eureka. Hometown girl made good, Sarah Bareilles, donated her time, money, and energy in a huge outdoor concert at Halverson Park. If you do not know who Sarah Bareilles is, you need to get out more. A native of Eureka in her early 40s, Bareilles is an internationally known singer, songwriter, actress, and author. She's a Grammy winner who sold over 3 million albums in the United States. VH1 put her in the top 100 greatest women in music. She composed music and wrote lyrics for the Broadway play Waitresses. She's performed on Broadway in the Stephen Sondheim musical Into the Woods. She wrote a book that made the New York Times bestseller list, her memoir titled Sounds Like Me, My Life So Far in Song. She starred in the live television broadcast of Jesus Christ Superstar, along with John Legend. She co-hosted the Tonys, and she currently stars in a television series, Girls 5 Eva. You know, it's like Girls Forever, but there's 5 of them. Anyway, my wife and I got 2 of the 11,000 free tickets made available. The tickets were gone in hours. We've learned some music festival survival skills from our adult children. They've taken us to huge events in Golden Gate Park, and we put that knowledge to use in Halverson Park. Now, I remember when Halverson Park used to be called Rebar Park, but it's really improved since then. We got great seats on our blanket on the ground. Weather was warm. Crowd was well behaved. The music was excellent. Local performers Mario Mattioli and Huckleberry Flint opened the show, and Sarah was easily one of the best live performances I have ever seen. An event this large doesn't happen on its own, and a big thanks is due to the Eureka City Council, city staff, local law enforcement, and many, many others. Free family events are very important to a healthy community, and a lot of people are talking about future similar events in that space. This is Mike Goldsby for Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.